So the title of my presentation is Energy Transformation and Trends Among Critical Industries. And you've heard me mention that my title is Director of Large Customer Services. And I know that you've probably heard at this point from a lot of folks that are lawyers and developers. And my title may not necessarily convey what it is that I do and what my team does on a day-to-day basis interfacing with our customers and who our customers are. So I want to spend some time telling you a little bit about that so that you have that perspective. You may hear me use the acronym LCS. That's just for large customer services, or you may hear me refer to account managers or account representatives. Those are just members of my organization. What we do on a day-to-day basis is we strategically collaborate with commercial and industrial customers. So that's anyone from hospitals to data centers to your largest of large tech companies, large manufacturers, really just a variety of customers, airports, on anything around increasing their productivity, their operations. We certainly aim to improve customer satisfaction for those customers and also assist them with reducing their energy costs, which I know can be a bit unique. And I won't get into the topic of energy efficiency and incentives in detail today, but that is something that we do help our customers navigate and support regularly. We partner with them on energy efficiency program offerings. We have them in Northern Illinois and across many of our service territories across Exelon. But we also help those same customers with reliability enhancements. So how do we help those customers get online and stay online? And frankly, once they're online, get the best quality power that they can receive for the duration of their operation? And how do we also help them with new services like electrification and other sort of energy needs that we may see developing in the marketplace, and also relocation planning. So whether those are expansions of their facilities, moves of their facilities, make ready work that's associated with electrification, DR, all types of aspects, and some of those I'll touch on a little bit later. But really, we're just trying to help those customers deploy and develop practices that are going to enhance their business performance, while we also have a focus on just creating a cleaner energy future. That's definitely a goal of ours. So we work day to day as a strategic energy advisor. We take customer requests for anything that's related to metering, establishing service, payment handling, just making sure that payments are received and processed in a timely manner. But we also help schedule and coordinate outages and equipment replacement for those customers. You can imagine how technical that can be for companies that operate 24/7 or that have data centers that may have their third-party customers, their serving critical needs. Those things can be very sensitive to coordinate over time. So we help support them with that. And we also help those same commercial and industrial customers just maintain reliable service by exchanging low growth information so that we can pass that along to our capacity planning group as customers' needs grow and change. So the team of account managers that I have are really working with customers that have electrical usage consumption that are over 500 kW. So like I said, pretty significant size customers. And those groups, those account managers are serving as strategic energy advisors, and they support the needs of those customers 24/7, 365. And that energy expertise that they have goes beyond reliability to the integration of energy efficiency, beneficial electrification, distributed energy resources, community solar, utility scale generation projects, emerging technology, and just really trying to value stack, which is sort of what I'll get into today. And in terms of who we manage, like I mentioned, it's a variety of customers, but it's airports, it's community solar projects, data centers, hospitals, and independent power producers. So for me in Northern Illinois, the nuclear plant that Exelon, which is now Constellation, I guess, owns, would be part of my managed customer portfolio. So how do we make sure that they get their energy needs served as well as any of our normal customers, like data centers and other needs? We also have large manufacturers, multi-site C&I. We have national chain accounts. So think of Walmart, Targets. Those are some of our national account customers as well. Pharmaceutical companies and manufacturers, which have become increasingly critical, as you can imagine, over these past couple years. And also pipeline companies, because it's a, like I said, an energy ecosystem. It all sort of fits and works together. And then many of our schools and universities, so University of Chicago, Northwestern, Northern Illinois, those are all within the accounts, the sphere of accounts that we manage and interface with daily. We also have within that portfolio many water treatment plants, 911 facilities, just critical customers, those sort of services that you think about when an emergency happens, who's all hands on deck? It's really those customers, and it's for us understanding what are the needs of those customers on a day-to-day basis as they look to prioritize their own energy needs. How do we make sure that their operations continue as normal?